WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Tiger Town, Foster to the People, and RAC. Today's reissue song is from Roxy Music off a re-release of their Avalon album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Nicole Atkins, and I decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Loyal Lobos. Loyal Lobos is a music vehicle for Andrea Silva. She's an unsigned singer-songwriter originally from Bogota, Colombia. She now makes her home in Los Angeles, California. I was checking out her SoundCloud page, and she only has 3 songs posted there. They're all very different, and they're all really impressive. Her latest single is The Fall, and it came out on iTunes on July 21st, and it is self-released. Her other 2 singles are only available on SoundCloud, so check it out. New music from Loyal Lobos here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Scramble digs and I don't know.
That was the latest material from downtown here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss on this great Tuesday morning. I first found downtown, by the way, spelled with all capitals and no vowels. Seems to be a version to vowels there. Back in May 2014 with the release of their Dynamite self-titled EP. It's taken over 3 years, but they finally put together their debut full-length album, Racing Time, which came out on July 21st. The selected single is Bloodshot Eyes, which is a good song. However, I decided to select a deeper cut from the collection. That song there was called Little Night Song. Changed musical direction with an amazingly talented 15-year-old. Yeah, I said 15-year-old. Her name is Billie Eilish. She's from the Los Angeles area and hit the music scene hard in March of this year with her single Bellyache. This talented teenager quickly moved, quickly noticed by Interscope Records, and together they released this three-song EP, Don't Smile at Me, on July 21st. I have no doubt that she will become famous. I just hope her ego, her management, and her parents help keep her safe. The song I have picked to play for you this morning is I Don't Want to Be You Anymore. She said that she wrote this from her own perspective, that she doesn't want to be herself anymore. That's interesting. Anyway, by the way, Billie will be in the Sonia Room at the Middle East on October 19th in Cambridge. They booked her for two shows there that night, by the way. New music from Billie Eilish here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Swimming pools filled by models, told her tight dresses.
That tune was from Cathedrals here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss, and you're hanging here with TK. Thanks for joining me here again on a Tuesday morning. It's rather gray today, but anyway, we'll make it through. Cathedrals are a shoegazing electronica male-female duo. They're based out of San Francisco, California, and I first found them back in early 2014 with the release of their Unbound single. They've come together this year to release a series of singles, four of them, as a matter of fact. And the song that I just had there for airplay is their latest single, and it's called Autumn Split.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
SmartAboutMoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now,
I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Next up is a new one from Hot Collars. Hot Collars are an unsigned transgenre group out of the UK. There's quite a buzz already surrounding this band. On the band's SoundCloud page, they describe their music as, quote, 50s beats, 60s riffs, or 70s grooves, unquote, well, not unquote. But Hot Collars will sleep with any decade to get the sounds they want to make the good times happen. That's unquote. They released a single called Tongue Tied about a year ago, which got them noticed by the British press. With that momentum lifting them, they have released this single, No Money, No Problem, on July 21st. It's a catchy little number. It talks about having no money but still participating in all the fun that is available. It'll definitely get you moving. New music from Hot Collars here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Right by the radio, we have today's Lineage with Nicole Atkins right after Lace here from Foster the People. New music from Foster the People here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. I first found Foster the People way back in 2011 before they were officially signed, and it was off their self-titled EP. They played South by Southwest later that same year and came away with that gig, a record deal, which led them to release their debut full-length album, Torches, in May of that year. They've been doing really well ever since. The new album, Sacred Hearts Club, officially dropped on July 21st. They are out on tour with a stop here in the Boston area at the House of Blues on September 13th. I just spun there that song. It's kind of the quasi-title track. It's called SHC. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Nicole Atkins. Nicole grew up in Neptune, New Jersey. After a few years playing in North Carolina with an alt-country band called Los Parasols, she returned to the tri-state area to play solo gigs in the New York City. Nearly broken, ready to give up on her music for a day job, Atkins struck a deal with Columbia Records, and as a result of such a strong demo and impressive performances, that resulted in her first EP, Bleeding Diamonds, in 2006. She's had a pretty successful career since. She's released 4 full-length albums since that time, and the latest being called Goodnight Rhonda Lee, which dropped on July 21st. The song I picked to play for you is the title track. So this is Nicole Atkins. She is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I see you laughing, but you're laughing too loud. I tried to find you. You were lost in the crowd. Girl, you kill me. I understand. Take the window.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Nicole Atkins with Kill the Headlights. And it's from her 2007 debut full-length album release, Neptune City. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'll be posting a little bit later on this morning or this afternoon by the time I get around to it. It's a little bit busy here in the studio. But you can check it out at my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. And while you're there, feel free to check out the videos that are housed there. And there's also links for some free downloads of some of the songs that I've played here over the last couple weeks. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to the reissue release of the week. It's from Roxy Music. The album that has been reissued is from their Avalon disc, originally released back in 1982. The Suave. Brian Ferry, along with the boys from Roxy Music, have made a storied career, spanning four decades. There was not too long ago, a mass reissuing of almost all the older Roxy Music albums like Country Live, Siren, and this one, which I picked, Avalon. The album had tracks on it like the title track, True to Life, and this one, More Than This. So this is Roxy Music with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with the latest from Dr. Doctor, and that's DR period, and then full spelled doctor. They're an unsigned indie alt-rock five-piece fronted by Ralph Torrefranca, and they are based in the Los Angeles area. As far as I can tell, this single, Turbulence, is the only song they have, and it's currently only available on their Bandcamp page, but I like it. It's nice, too. So I actually liked them on Facebook so I can track them and see what else they might release in the future. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Tigertown. Tigertown are a four-piece mixed-gendered alt-pops band out of Sydney, Australia, and I first featured them in 2012 with the release of their album Morning Has Finally Come. They are fronted by a married couple, Chris and Charlie. They were originally supported by brothers and sisters, two from each person, making the band a sextet. And I looked at my notes from 3 years ago and I wrote, one would think it would be difficult for a band partnership to get along well with all these different people, with the family is the heart of the connection. Well, I guess it was too difficult to manage since they had winnowed down to a quartet about 2 years ago. They were quite busy in 2016 with the release of two EPs. For 2017, they released this single, Warriors, on July 14th. New music from Tigertown here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We are like warriors.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and closing off that song set was a new track from RAC. RAC used to stand for Remix Artist Collective, and as their website says, that name doesn't really make much sense anymore, so who cares, unquote. So, we just leave it as RAC, whatever. RAC is essentially Andre Allen Anjos, and he's predominantly known for remixes, as I mentioned. However, he's greatly changed his path over the years. He brought in several vocalists to help convey this musical message on this track, The Beautiful Game. He's featured Saint Lucia, and it's on the brand new album called Eagle, which came out just last week. Let me slip in one more from Lean. Lean, which is an awful name for a band. I mean, really, just try to do a search on it. It's very difficult. Lean is a collaborative between two session musicians, writers, and producers, Steven Johnson and Kyle McCammon. The pair met as hired players in a recording session and became friends as they started working together. The boys just released a single called Come Back, and according to their SoundCloud page, they have a full-length album planned for release later this year. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
I'm just a